This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Here, Kate Constable on the BetQL Network with the better angle, and read her work at BetQL.com. We'll get some winners and we'll get some takes from Kate Constable joining us now in the sports bar. Kate, it's good to have you back on with us. And we thought of you immediately when we heard news, the rumors of the trade in the NBA that everybody's been discussing the last couple of days. Karl Anthony Towns to the New York Knicks, knowing your allegiance with the Timberwolves, which we learned last postseason. Your initial thought when you heard of this deal, Kate, how are you?
Yeah, hi guys. I'm good. Thanks for having me on again. I was shocked when I first heard this, and it sounds like both Karl Anthony Towns and Julius Randle were equally as shocked. I mean, from reports, Kat didn't see this coming at all, and I feel for the guy. He had just finally, it felt like, found his footing in Minnesota. I know that sounds weird to say because he's been there his whole career, but in terms of he was okay kind of taking a back seat to Anthony Edwards and playing his role on that team. Still a very large role on that team, but a different role than what he had played early in his career. And I feel bad for him because he wanted to stay in Minnesota and be there. And for all of the years that Minnesota sports, or the Timberwolves specifically, have struggled, I mean, he was there for all of those early on in his career, and they finally make it to the Western Conference Finals and have a ton of success. And the outlook for the upcoming season is great for Minnesota. And then he gets traded. So I think there are positives for both sides in terms of the personnel now, but I was shocked, and I know a lot of people around Minnesota area were shocked as well.
Yeah, you're certainly much closer to it than we are from the outside. Yeah, we're like, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. This was a team that was on the doorstep of their first NBA final, and I'm trying to draw analogies, and the only one I can come up with is, and you brought up that, hey, you have two stars there in Minnesota. Do they view this as a move that kind of clears the decks, like how the Lakers did years ago? Now, that was might have been different, that there was a personality conflict, but when the Lakers moved off of Shaq, they won a championship after. Is that sort of it? They're just trying to prop up their current star?
Yeah, I think a little bit. They also, this fixes a lot of the cap issues that they had. I don't think they could keep Edwards, Kat, and Naz Reid going forward next year, and that sounds kind of simple. Like, get rid of Naz Reid, right? Kat and Anthony Edwards are worth a whole lot more. But this frees them just in terms of cap space. And they also said they want to build a little bit more around Anthony Edwards and have this be his team versus he and Kat kind of sharing responsibilities a little bit. So I wouldn't be shocked at all if Julius Randle doesn't end up staying in Minnesota and they look to ship him off somewhere and get other assets back for that, maybe some high draft picks in the upcoming drafts and kind of try and build around Edwards in that facet. But they're very confident in the player that Anthony Edwards is and his ability to take this team or keep it at this level, even just by himself and with the pieces they put around him.
Now, Kate, if you're viewing this as a Knicks fan, how are you viewing it? Because I've talked to some Knicks fans that are a little bit concerned about Karl-Anthony Towns joining what Tibbs has put together there at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I would be a little concerned if I were Knicks fans as well. I struggled with Karl-Anthony Towns for a while because he is a little soft. You know, he kind of shuts down when things don't go his way. So mentally, we'll need to overcome some of those things. And he started to in Minnesota, and that's what I was alluding to, like really finding his role there. It's going to be a learning curve for him to find the role within this Knicks offense. And I think there is a place for him. He'll be great in the pick and roll with Jalen Brunson, the pick and pop. He can stretch the floor. All of a sudden, you know, the defense has to shift over towards Cat. You have Mikal Bridges. You have some other shooters on the perimeter that can knock down shots. So spacing-wise, I think that he actually fits fairly well. It's just getting him to buy into this Knicks team. And that might not be an issue at all. I mean, he was coached under Tibbs in Minnesota when Tibbs was there, so they have some familiarity. But I know fans are disappointed in losing Dante DiVincenzo, too, just because he was one of the Villanova guys and a favorite and honestly played really well last year, especially in the postseason. So I think losing him is going to be a little bit bigger of a blow than the Knicks might think so. But it'll take some time for Kat to kind of figure things out within that offense. But once they do, I think the Knicks are going to be pretty good.
Kay Constable, you're here on the BetQL Network joining us here a little bit. And, you know, we got a lot of time to talk NBA. We have the NFL Week 5 coming up here. And as we look at some of these games, and you figure if you're coming out in Western New York, you know we're going to ask you about the Bills, who I was looking on BetQL. They start out getting 1 point, and now they're giving 1 point. Buffalo in Houston, Bills coming off really something they haven't had here in a few years. They got their butts whooped here. So how do you think this team responds, Kate?
Yeah, this is going to be a tight one. I could see this one going either way, but one of the things that the Bills do have going for them in this contest is that the matchup is a whole lot better. The Ravens were a really poor matchup for Buffalo. The Bills struggled to stop the run. That was evident with Derrick Henry putting up nearly 200 yards, but the Texans' run game is nowhere near that. And so this Buffalo defense, or at least their run defense, is not going to struggle, I don't think, quite as much as they did last week. And Houston, to be honest, like, through the Bills' first 3 games of the season, they won those games convincingly. They looked like the most complete team, kind of rivaling Minnesota for that top spot in terms of the most complete team so far through the first 3 weeks. The Texans have won this year. Their record is great with only one loss, but they haven't been all that convincing in all of those wins. So I would be totally fine taking Buffalo on the money line. I think this is also going to be a little bit higher scoring game. 47.5 is the total I'm looking at right now. Yeah. I think you could take over there, but I've been very impressed with Josh Allen and what he's been able to do with the receiving core that he has, not having one of those big-time names, but really utilizing the players that are in that locker room and that are taking the field every week. So I do think this game is kind of a coin flip. I'd be fine taking the Bills, but I like the over better.
Beck Ewell's Kate Constable joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan in Week 5 in the NFL. Gets underway tomorrow night, Kate, in Atlanta with the Bucks and the Falcons. Are there plays, specific plays, player props in this game that you're looking at?
I'm going to say Kyle Pitts. I just keep waiting for the Kyle Pitts game to come out, and it's just not happening. Zero catches last week. I just can't back the guy anymore. So his receiving prop has come down. It was 31.5 receiving yards earlier in the week. It's down to 29.5. I think that's probably the lowest I would play it at. I also like the Falcons here. I mean, the Bucks are pretty banged up still. Their secondary missing Antoine Winfield. That's still a big loss. And Kirk Cousins has been solid this year. Like, he hasn't been great, but he's been solid. I think they can get the run game going a little with Bijan Robinson, and ultimately just, you know, being at home also is a big factor in these division games. So I'm looking at the Falcons. I know the line has been moving in the other direction with money coming in on Tampa Bay throughout the week, but I like the Falcons to get it done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Kate, one game I want to ask you about, the Raiders and the Broncos. I subjected myself to watching the whole Bronco-Jet game last week, and I came away thinking, all right, Denver has a good defense, but Bo Nix, that's a work in progress. They do get the W. My question is about the Raiders, because you have a team here, and we don't know the answer to this question. How was Adams in that locker room? Because if he was kind of an outcast, or he really didn't click with the guys, I don't see this being an issue. Or is it an issue? Is this an unnecessary distraction? Vegas, what I'm looking at here on BetQL right now, getting 2.5. How do you view this matchup?
Yeah, I kind of think that this might be one of those cases where the team actually plays better with a player. Addition by subtraction is the saying. And having Devontae Adams out of that locker room, like, it might be best for both parties. So I would take the Raiders with the points in this one. Bo Nix has been extremely underwhelming. They can't get anything going with that offense. And I think similar to what we saw with the Panthers when they benched Bryce Young, they got a bump the next week, went out and won. Beat the Raiders, actually, won that week. The Raiders last year, when they fired their Josh McDaniels and Antonio Pierce took over, that gave them a bump. They went out and won that next week. So I do kind of wonder if maybe Devontae Adams not playing in this game or not being around the team and in that locker room might actually give the Raiders some more momentum or something, a little bit more to play for, and they might come together here. So I do like the Raiders plus the points, even though they're on the road in Denver.
Kate, we had the chance to see what Baltimore's offense can look like when they are going up against an opponent and they're able to just out-physical them, outmatch them. Clearly, they were the better team on Sunday night against Buffalo. But I also believe that this can be true, that the Ravens aren't as good as they looked on Sunday. The Bills aren't as bad as they looked on Sunday. And the Ravens now go into a divisional matchup against the Bengals, who got their first win of the season against Carolina. So in a divisional game with Baltimore now, -2.5 at BetQL. Do you think the Ravens cover here, or do you think that there's a little bit of a letdown and the Bengals make this a more competitive matchup?
Yeah, I think this is a letdown spot for the Ravens, just coming off that big win against the Bills. And, I mean, beating the Panthers was not anything special, right, for the Bengals last week. But they finally got things going, and they can build a little momentum coming into this week. Joe Burrow, his connection with Jamar Chase gets better every week. Having T. Higgins back and healthy in the fold, that makes them better. So I do like taking the Bengals with the points. This would also get the Bengals back. A win here would get them kind of back in the running in that division, and they wouldn't totally be out of things. So I think we do see a big game from Cincinnati. My favorite play in this game, though, and maybe on the board all week, is the over right now. It's 50 and a half. It's so high. It's the highest total on the board this week. But you have an offense in the Ravens that likes to run the ball, going up against a defense in the Bengals that can't stop the run. And you have an offense in the Bengals that likes to throw the ball, going up against a defense in the Ravens that isn't great at stopping the pass. So the strengths for each team go up very well against the negatives for the other team. So I think we're seeing a ton of points in this game. Both teams offensively are going to thrive, but the Bengals come out on top and cover with getting two and a half points.
Certainly sounds like the Steelers are going to stick with Justin Fields for now, as they're hosting the Cowboys. We get this matchup once every 4 years. They're putting this in prime time. Is this a game that you just sit back and I'm not playing this one because it's kind of harder? I'm looking at this and it looks kind of like a sucker bet to me. Like, wait a second, Dallas gets 2.5. I know they're on the road. I know the Steelers have a good defense, but how do you view this matchup?
I actually like the Steelers in this one. I think they win. They cover the 2.5. Dallas is not a good football team. They're really not. And they don't have any depth. And I think that's the biggest issue, especially going up against a defense as strong as the Steelers, is that Dak Prescott, I mean, outside of CeeDee Lamb, just really doesn't have that many weapons to get the ball to. Dallas doesn't have a run game at all. So I like Pittsburgh bouncing back from a poor outing last week against Indianapolis. Mike Tomlin's going to have his guys ready to go. I like what I've seen from Justin Fields so far, outside of a couple plays in that last week against the Colts. He's done a very good job of not forcing things and taking care of the football. A prop in this one that I also like is Fields to go over his rushing prop. Cowboys have been terrible at stopping the run. They're giving up the 6th most rushing yards. And I think even though Justin Fields is the quarterback and not the running back, he can utilize his legs. He's great at scrambling. His prop last week, I haven't seen a number out for this. Last week it was 39.5, so I would imagine it's around there, if not maybe a yard or two above that. But anything under 40, 43 or so, I would look to take the over for Fields.
All right, Kate, indulge me for a moment because I will be in your city this weekend with the sole purpose of going to Soldier Field on Sunday. I'm taking my daughter to her first Chicago Bears game, and I got to know what the talk around the city has been with the Bears at 2-2. Is this a letdown for the Bears after they get the win against the Rams at home? Are the Bears going to continue their success at Soldier Field? I want to say that they have the longest home winning streak in the league right now, with the Panthers coming in. Andy Dalton revenge game. What are your thoughts on this matchup here in the early window?
Yes, the Bears do have the longest home win streak, and I think they keep it going. I'm not sure they cover the 4. That seems a bit aggressive. But I do like what they've done week in and week out. They keep building upon things. Caleb Williams' start is just looking more comfortable each and every game. So I do like them to win. The city's excited still, even at 2-2. Everyone is all jazzed up. I'm not even going to the game, but I'm going to go over and tailgate in the morning. So, I mean, those are the types of things that I never would have done these past couple of seasons when the Bears have been awful, right? But it's exciting now. Caleb Williams has been fun to watch, even though he hasn't been quite as electric as Jaden Daniels or Malik Nabers, but things are on the up and up in Chicago, and you can feel it in the city.
Kay Constable, our guest here. Tell everybody about the Better Angle, and you've also got a show on Sundays as well here too.
Yeah, the Better Angle on Saturdays from 4 to 7. In the East, we talk college football, kind of sweat out those games as they're going on, and then obviously preview the NFL slate. And then Sunday mornings, we're right back at it from 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern, breaking down every single game on the slate. We give props, sides, totals, all of that for every single game of the day. So a lot of opportunities to listen in and get some good bets.
Fantastic work, Kate. Really appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your week and have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. There's Kate Constable, BetQL, here on the BetQL Network and the free-to-download Odyssey app, and you can read her work at BetQL.com.
And go back to the beginning where we're asking her about Carl Anthony Towns, and she's a Timberwolf fan, has followed them closer than anybody you can imagine. And just to hear her say that he's soft.
Yeah, mentally soft. But if there's a saving grace for Knicks fans, it's that I think Thibodeau probably knows what he's getting because he's got a history with him.
I guess maybe two is, whose team is it? It's Brunson's team.
Correct.
That's his team. So if he comes in with that mindset and just goes about his work there, I would think the playoffs hit a little differently in New York than they do in Minnesota. I get it that they made the Western Conference final. I'm just kind of shocked that actually the Timberwolves made that move. Like why? Like, was there a personality conflict? What was it? Because you normally don't see a team that's right on the verge of getting somewhere that they haven't been. Like, yeah, you know what? We need to kind of tweak this here.
Right. Exactly right. So a bit of a surprise for the Timberwolves fans, for Karl Anthony Towns, certainly. But, hey, look, they're getting Julius Randle's no slouch. They're getting Dante DiVincenzo, which I think has the Knicks fans more upset than anything. It's like, oh, they're losing a fan favorite, a guy who played really, really well down the stretch in the postseason for the team. So we'll monitor that as well. And Kate on BeckQL.com also laying out three bold predictions. It's bold prediction season in the NBA. So she's got a couple of really bold predictions to share that you can check out as well. Again, BeckQL.com. We'll take a break here. I've more thoughts here as I continue to kind of dwell on the passing of Pete Rose. And you know, the more I think about it, the more I kind of get angry at the state of where Major League Baseball is. And not just Major League Baseball, really all sports, and how Pete Rose was viewed through this lens of just being a guy who bet on his own team, a guy who bet on baseball. I have some additional thoughts on that.
Okay, I've got some more thoughts on Pete Rose. I might keep it a little lighter than you, Danger, on that too. And hey, bold prediction. Oh, wait a second. I heard this little nugget from the NFL in regards to scheduling. I'm like, oh, I'm calling my shot. I think the Bills are a perfect fit here.
Okay, we'll get into that. Some hot schedule talk for 2025.
Well, already.
We'll get into that. And don't forget, joining us next hour from Maggie and Perloff here on The Fan Rochester, Maggie Gray, the Infinity Sports Network, stopping by at 425 as well. We have time for your calls if you want to join us at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.